Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Joey Lunderman from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond and Rosenberg.
Well, good morning. This is Danny Milliken, and Joey Lunderman is here as well. This is Home Show Garden Pros. This is the show where we give you information so you can be a better gardener, where our goal is really the best gardener you can be. So, you know, we love covering a wide variety of topics. Joey, you got any, like, favorite topics? Like, oh, man, let's make sure we cover this.
Get outside and enjoy it.
Yes. You know,
it's that time of year where it's not too hot and not too cold.
Oh, my gosh. You're absolutely right.
Get out and live life.
Well, gardening's real good exercise. It's like the equivalent of power walking, you know, mall walking. You can't see me, but I'm doing the mall walking thing.
He definitely is.
Yes. It's believable, too, even though I'm in a chair. But, yeah, that's getting out there, using your lawn, using your yard. You know, there's so much to do with your trees, with fertilization, with veggie beds, all that stuff. So we're here to help because we are, in fact, Home Show Garden Pros. And the Garden Pros is a really cool little reality because we are bringing in, like Joey here, these co-hosts, these co-op members that are professionals in the gardening world. You're not just hearing from me, you know, just like one guy with an opinion or whatever. We're bringing actual professionals that are doing it. And Joey is from Enchanted Gardens over there. So tell the nice people right where Enchanted Gardens is.
We are located at the corner of 723 and 359 in Richmond. And then Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, also in Richmond, but kind of on the other side of Richmond.
Yeah. So the gardens is kind of just west of Cinco Ranch. I mean, it's really close to Cinco Ranch.
Yep. Cinco Ranch, Fulcher area.
The West Park Tollway is a really easy way to get there.
It is.
Yeah, they're great places. They're just great places. Also, our co-op members, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy, Plants for All Seasons up 249 just past Luetta. We already mentioned the forest as well as in addition to the garden. So, Warren Southern Gardens in Kingwood. Also in Kingwood is the Kingwood Garden Center. Just both beautiful spots. All these places are just gorgeous also. It's like a real joy to go there. And last, Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. And they're really specializing in a lot of natives, but they have a bunch of fruit trees too. So super cool stuff. Definitely neat. And have you guys thought about your kicking off education again? I know people are probably asking for it.
We're talking about it and hadn't quite pulled the trigger on it, but getting close.
Yeah, the Enchanted folks have, like, before pre-COVID, when people, you know, we're allowed to get together and stuff like that without the shame and the all that. It was this incredible weekly class series. I mean, it was phenomenal. You guys got so many great speakers in on so many subjects. Really good stuff. So it is going to be a good day, beautiful-wise. It might be a couple showers, but when it's raining, it's a great time to garden because that means you don't have to water afterwards. You know?
There you go.
So, some things we definitely want to hit on today. We're getting a lot of questions about sod webworm, about especially lawn fungi. A lot of people having lawn fungi. And then a lot of people just having kind of like what seems like sort of frozen lawn. So FLS, frozen lawn syndrome. It's a very technical term.
Yes.
And then also, I really kind of am really thinking about this, like, you want to start planning for the holidays. Like, you got to get on that now. Got to start getting some plants in now. So we'll just talk about some of our favorite plants that'll be good looking when your mother-in-law comes over for Christmas. And then, of course, we'll talk veggie beds. So that's kind of what we're going to be focused on. Of course, we want to talk about what's on your mind. So what is on your mind? 281-496-5711. Joey and I are here to help, and we're just going to be dishing out information. Our favorite is to help you with your specific problem. And I can assure you this, that your problem is also shared with someone else. You have a problem that someone else has. Maybe I phrased that weirdly. You're not sharing the problem. It's just happening two different places. But you're helping somebody out by asking a question. I don't know if you realize that, but it's pretty cool. 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you. As we what are people asking about up there at the garden right now?
Those things you mentioned, definitely there's, you know, always grass problems. Everybody wants to keep their lawn looking just right.
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah, and it just doesn't happen that often.
But
you know, all the fall vegetable garden plants are going in, you know, so now is, you know, we need to get it in now before it's too late. Not only too late because of the weather, but too late because of the availability of them.
Yeah,
also.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, some things do need a long time. I mean, like Brussels sprouts, that is something that earlier you get in, the more you get. And having three Brussels sprouts is not that fun. So, you know, so it is a great time to get that going. And okay, cool. So we're covering some salient points, some salient topics, if you will. So that'll be cool when we do that.
I don't think I've ever used that word.
Well, you can use it now. Maybe later. Oh, yeah, wait. Yeah. Oh,
salient.
Yeah, there it is. Yes. 281-496-5711. He didn't really use it, though. He just said it, right? So we'll get into a sentence later on. A lot to look forward to, especially that on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
We want your food waste. Seriously, we're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight Moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your front porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started. Visit startcomposting.com.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscaper's Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscaper's Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Hi, this is Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
281-496-5711. We talk about it all the time, how kind of post-summer there's a stress, right? There's always a lot of stress in the plants, and it's not the weather's nice, but the plants are kind of like just waking up from hibernation, just kind of been overstressed and intensely treated by the high humidity and high heat. And so, you know, that kind of brings us to our email question of the week. We've got a great website, Home Show Garden Pros. You guys have a great website too.
Thank you.
MyEnchanted.com?
Yep, that's the one.
Really nice. HomeshowGardenPros.com. We've got the Ask Pro button that you send in a question for us, and, you know, we use it for content, like we're going to do with Leon's question. There, we also just give you a response. So a lot of times the questions are pretty tough. A lot of times I don't know the answer to, so I'll reach out to a pro. If it's a tree question, I'm reach out to an arborist. If it's something to do with, you know, water gardening, I'm obviously going to reach out to Anita, you know, so all that stuff. And we like doing that. It's a nice way to engage. Obviously, our favorite way to engage is talking to you live here on the show, which is 281-496-5711. We have an active Facebook page, too, and just a ton of ways to connect. And, you know, that's what we're here to do, here to help you out. So we're going to talk to Ralph. Hey, Ralph, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. Oh, he's listening to the show. We are going to go ahead and jump on our email, Garden Pro listener email of the week.
Let's do it.
All right. This is from Leon, as I mentioned. It's a little long here, Joey, so.
You know, I got spare time.
Don't yes, worry. Right. All right. This is from Leon. So it's Leon's perspective. So, if, you know, I know you're listening and you're like, wait, why is Danny saying this about, but no, Leon is I in this story. All right. Every year I have problems in the fall with brown patch in my lawn. I've used Constant Triple Action 20, Nitrifos PCNB 10G brown patch control, et cetera, to keep it under control. I do not have a watering system, so I don't overwater. He's got us there, don't he?
He does. Yeah.
This year, I tried to follow your recommendations and use some MicroLife products. I applied MicroLife 513 brown patch control 3 times this year, with last being on September 18th. Mowed the lawn at the highest setting of the lawnmower. Haven't had to water the lawn due to the rain we've had this year. I left October 6th, 2 weeks vacation. Very nice when he left. Very nice, very green. So, you know, our approach is maybe working. But came back to bad brown patch, nearly destroyed the whole lawn. Quickly sprayed with Consan 20, but kind of really wants to know what to do. So he's getting into this sort of like soil first approach, and I guess he was expecting to not have brown patch from that. And brown patch fertilizer is really cool for microlife. It is inoculated with things that eat brown patch. But if you have heavy compaction or something like that, maybe you don't do it. So what are your thoughts for Leon?
What type of lawn does he have?
He has a Bermuda lawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like Celebration maybe.
Gotcha. So, you know, I mean, I rarely see brown patch in Bermuda.
Right.
You know, and especially if he's not watering. So, you know, it's possible that it's something else. I mean, it's
yeah.
If, in my opinion, it's almost impossible to get brown patch in Bermuda if you're not watering.
If you're not watering,
unless
yeah.
it's just a low spot. Mm. So, you know, I would do a little investigating and make sure it's not something else.
Yeah.
Because I would, I mean, right?
Right, yes, absolutely. Bermuda's more resistant, and, like, if you're not watering, when you're watering with city water a lot, you brown patch is, like, a lot easier to get. So let's talk about this idea of a low spot a little bit. So, you know, Harvey came through. We've got compaction, all these kind of sort of semi-weather crises happening. Does a low spot have to look like a sinkhole? Or is it can be just like even a very shallow low spot can be damaging?
Yeah, a broad, you know, just a low area where, you know, the water kind of piles up and doesn't drain
yes.
as fast as the rest of the yard. That, you know, that could do it. I mean, it doesn't take that much. But again, in Bermuda, you know, who knows what it could be, you know, if
yeah.
he has a lawn person that, you know, maybe spilled something or, you know, there's lots of variables that, and just with Bermuda and brown patch, they just don't go together that often.
Well, and you know, we talk about, it might be St. Augustine. Look at the healthy grass. You can see the picture there. It looks like it is St. Augustine.
Yeah, that's St. Augustine.
But we do talk about, you know, kind of mowing at 4 inches, 3.5 inches with St. Augustine. And so mowing at the highest setting, if you were mowing Bermuda, would not really be the right decision. Because what's going to happen is your leaves are going to point straight up, you know, sunlight, weed seeds, yada, yada. Fulb would fall in there and really kind of be problematic. So maybe a little bit more believable since it is St. Augustine
right.
that he's got it. So anything for him to put down, any approach he needs to take?
You know, he's doing all the right things.
Yeah.
You know, make sure there's not a drainage issue in there, you know, but
yes.
without watering, you know, and then also make sure it's not chinch bugs, you know, residual damage
yeah.
from chinch bugs. I didn't see the whole picture. But it did kind of look like brown patch.
It does, but it's really huge. I mean, I think it's almost sod webworm.
Yeah. That yes.
Yeah. So should have just shown Joey the picture a lot earlier.
He's holding back all the important information
over here. You know, and then that way he could have just been like, yeah, that's sod webworm.
Yeah.
So is Consan 20 going to do anything for sod webworms?
Not going to do anything for sod webworms. You're going to need some sort of insecticide. If you're seeing the caterpillars, you know, do a little investigating, get down on your hands and knees and see what you can find. But BT worm killer would do it for the worms.
Yeah. Yeah.
And kind of break that cycle.
I think that's really great. I mean, if we think about this, we're diagnosing it as brown patch because he's had brown patch. Once you've had something, you often are like, oh, that's what I've got again. But this, it's pretty textbook. Like it's the lawn is lowered. You know, it looks like it's kind of been chewed down some, and then there are, like, some thatchiness. So, yeah, I love mixing molasses with BT, kind of a two different caterpillar killers, and then spray that pretty heavily a couple times. But one of the things I really like doing, too, is then adding, like, a garlic barrier to drive away the moths. And maybe it's just like the last thing I want to do is get out of here. But a lot of times I'll see them in the lawn or won't see any damage to the lawn, but I'll like bump my Turk's cap and it like explodes with white moths. And I'm like, oh, that's where they're hiding. That's where they're hanging out. So that's the approach I would take. But yeah, Monterey BT is really good stuff. And it is it works really well to stymie sod webworm. And anytime you got something kind of in a patch that's moving a direction, if it's not kind of going out from a center place or moving in sort of blobs, that is generally sod webworm.
Yeah, brown patch will start in a small perfect circle and then continue to grow in a perfect circle pretty much.
Right, yeah. So Leon, hope that helps a lot. I'll definitely follow up with an email kind of saying, hey, maybe it's sod webworm. Awesome. We are going to hit a break here, come back, talk to Ralph, 281-496-5711. We want to hear what's on your mind because we want to help you out. Home Show Garden Pros.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
More carbon is a good thing for your plants and soil. Carbon-rich fertilizers are best for both this time of year. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
That's right, Home Show Garden Pros. 281-496-5711. We're going to talk with Ralph. Hey, Ralph, what's your question? How you doing, man?
Good morning. I'm glad I got with you.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, anyway, the brown patch is here, you know, and I got that too. But it was on the front yard, now in the backyard. You know, I don't understand that. I never had. I've always had the best yard, and now here this is. But I want to ask about my garden. Before the last 50 years, I've been having a garden. But I do add stuff to it. But it's just this last year, it just was my butter beans and my rattlesnake beans and all this just didn't do like they should have had. And I don't understand that. If I need more fertilizer or what do I need to put in my garden?
So did you do anything different this year than you have in the past?
No, I just planted just like before, and some of it didn't even come up. I don't understand that. It's unusual.
Right. You know, it might not be you or your soil. It could have been a bad batch of seeds, but, you know, two or three different types doing the same thing, then maybe it's not. Do you add anything to your garden each season before you plant?
I was neglected this year to add anything to my seeds when I put my garden. But that's maybe my problem.
Yeah, you know, it's always good to add a little bit of compost or some sort of soil conditioner to it each year. You know, all the nutrients that you get from vegetables come from the soil, so you need to replenish those each year, you know, whether it's with some compost, soil conditioner, some sort of fertilizer, whatever it may be. But, you know, I would add something to it each season.
So do I pull my big tiller out and just till it all in, or should I just kind of row it in as it rows?
Either way, yeah, whatever you do, anything would be a step in the right direction. You know, whether you just top dress it and let it work itself in, or you get out the big guns and till it in, anything is a step in the right direction.
This year I've had plenty of pecans, but they were all bad. Now, it's been 2 years since I did any spraying on it. If I'd have done that, I'd have had a whole lot of pecans. I mean, tell you, okay? And I had before I do, but just did this year, but none of them's any good. Mm. What is it? I got to spray it, I guess.
Spraying could have something to do with it, but, you know, again, even, you know, big established pecan trees that have been around for 100 years, you know, they still appreciate some fertilizer sometimes. You know, pecan trees need some zinc. So in early spring, I would look for a specific pecan tree fertilizer and fertilize them with that, like in early February. And maybe
it's been 2 years since I've done any fertilizing and deep root fertilizing, and then that's what I need to do, I guess.
Yeah, or be patient. You know, sometimes trees just do their thing, and it just happens. You know, it might not be anything to do with, you know, anything you did or didn't do, but if you cover all your bases and take care of it, of the spraying and the fertilization, then beyond that, it's Mother Nature.
Okay. All right, good to find y'all. Talk to you again.
Thanks,
thank
Ralph.
You.
Thanks for calling.
So the Fort Bend AgriLife, Texas AgriLife office is having like a pecan symposium coming up pretty soon, which I'm like, you know, a lot of people have a lot of pecan questions because they're a little bit trickier than other trees.
Yep.
With all the limbs they drop, you know, and then the pecans, you might get a nice harvest, but if they're all black on the inside, or you might be dealing with squirrels, whatever. So keep that in mind. Fort Bend, the Fort Bend Master Gardeners, I think, is who's
right.
doing it. So
yep.
FBMC.org. Yeah. Cool stuff. I do. Pecans are tough, though. You know, it's like they're a hard residential tree to grow. So, and then any other like other thoughts about maybe his garden, the seeds? I was intrigued what you said about seeds, it being like maybe a bad batch. I mean, I know what happens with me. So I'll go kind of nuts buying seeds, pecan joke. And then I'll have them for a couple years. So that's, and they do expire.
Yeah, definitely. That could be a thing. You know, a lot of people will do like you and keep their seeds for a couple of years and they, you know, lose their, you know, potential over the years,
yes.
you know, and by the third year, depending on what it is, you know, you're not going to get much germination.
Right. Yeah. So just something to be aware of. I mean, all the Garden Pro locations, they all have an expiration date on them, and seeds are usually good for a year after that. But y'all are only selling ones that are not yet expired. So just keep that in mind that you want to check those dates wherever you're shopping because some places are trying to sneak a little by here. Not you guys, though, of course.
Of course.
281-496-5711. It's 281-496-5711. I did have a kind of interesting thing that happened to me last spring in 2020 that John gave me one of those Boogie Blue hose filters. You like put it on your faucet and then you screw your hose into it and it filters it. And seeds that I planted early in the spring germinated, like once I started using that water. So I do think maybe chloramine and fluoride do stymie seed populations sometimes. So something to think of is if you're doing all that and you're not putting down some other kind of like minerals or, you know, fresh compost, something like that, you might have a residual buildup.
Yeah, that makes sense also.
Yeah, yes, definitely. 281-496-5711. Thanks for saying that, Joey. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
That is right. Home Show Garden Pros is here. Danny Milliken, Joey Linderman. We've already mentioned some Monterey stuff already, so that's kind of cool. Monterey Lawn and Garden makes solutions. They create solutions for you. As we kind of deal with lawn problems, right, we mentioned sod webworms, brown patch. Well, sod webworms, Monterey BT is great. It's a really great thing to put down. How do you spray it out or recommend people to spray it out?
I always get the hose in,
yeah.
sprayer, and hook it up straight to the hose because I'm lazy and I don't want to mix things up when I get home. And
I think also you can get like you can get a little more coverage, like it's coming out bigger drops,
right?
No, very little spray, so you can be more accurate with it because the bigger drops are on there. It's that BT, it works. That's just bottom line, it works. And then when we're talking about fungal problems, they do have their complete disease control, which is really nice. It's another bacteria. Another bacillus, but this time instead of T, it's A. And it really does stymie fungi. It really is wonderful at that. And I haven't used it in a lawn setting, but I've used it with like boxwood problems, Indian hawthorn problems, and it works really great. So as you're trying to deal with the issues that you've got in your lawn, you know, ask for Monterey when you get to the co-op. You know, get up to Enchanted Gardens and be like, hey, what Monterey stuff will help me with this problem? And they'll be like, we have a lot of them. Here they are. They're a nice wall. Any favorites you've got? Any Monterey favorites?
All of them are good. You know, the BT, the Monterey once a year insect control is a good one. The one you mix with a bucket of water, like especially for crepe myrtles that get aphids on a regular basis. Water those things in the spring when after the leaves have fully developed. And
it gets sucked up into the plant.
Yep. That'll keep all the aphids off of them and keep the leaves from getting all black and nasty.
Yeah, we call that a systemic.
Yep.
Because it gets in the whole plant. And so the scale especially, the scale on those things is so bad. So another Monterey, awesome Monterey product that we're getting a lift up. They have so many great ones. So get your BT. It really is nice as just a tool in your toolbox. And again, it's not bad for the soil. It doesn't hurt bees or earthworms. So it does hurt your pretty caterpillars, but that's why it's so nice to use a hose and sprayer because you can control where you're spraying a little bit better. So they got a great website, MontereyLawnGarden.com. See all their products, and they're available at the Garden Pro Nurseries. So Southwest Fertilizer got them too. Good stuff. 281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. Okay, so little bit talking about lawns. I kind of want to just spend a little bit of time, because we, Joey, talk all the time about diagnosis, right? Like making sure that you're treating the right thing, right? Like Leon putting a bunch of Consan 20, which is a great Monterey product, down on his lawn in response accidentally to sod webworms. It's just a waste of money.
Yeah, you got to know what you're treating for sure. Yeah, otherwise, you're going to spend money and the problem's just going to get worse.
Yeah, and if you're putting something down that you don't need to treat, there maybe is some ramifications from that, And so we're going to talk a little bit about the differences between these lawn problems from the eye. Now, your best bet, get a good picture and video and like bag a sample up, right? And bring those in. The more information you can provide to somebody who's providing diagnosis for you, the better the actual diagnosis is. So, but on the simple front here, verbally, we're going to discuss some of the differences. So we're looking at sod webworms. What are some like sure signs?
The moths.
Yes.
Moths. You see the little, white, but size of a half dollar or a little smaller even. Moths flying around, and sometimes there's a handful of them, sometimes there's hundreds of them. But if there's moths around, you better start looking for the caterpillars.
That's right. Yeah.
But by that time, they've probably already laid eggs for the next round of them.
Yeah. If they're flying up out of your lawn, there's a good chance you've already got eggs in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the BT for Monterey will kill caterpillars, so it won't really affect the moths or the eggs. So if you're doing something like that, that's kind of a low-impact treatment, it needs to be repetitive as long as you're seeing the moths. Okay, so that's good. That's straightforward. It also, they kind of look like they're being chewed down. It's like you'll have a patch over here that's growing faster than this patch is a real early sign. Eventually, you'll start getting thatchiness in that patch. But if you're mowing, you're like, I wonder why this area is lower. Like, take a good look. Okay. Fungi.
Fungi.
Yeah.
So brown patch in the lawn is really common this time of year as it cools down. Mm-hmm. Like I said earlier, it'll start in a small circle and continue to grow in a perfect circle, like almost like somebody sprayed weed killer in a circle.
An expanding circle.
Yeah.
Returning to
it. Yeah. And it works fast. So once you see that, you really need to do something about it.
Yeah.
Cutting back on the water this time of year is very important. As it cools down, the grass doesn't need as much water, so you don't want extra water just sitting around inviting the fungus in.
Mm. So that's a really good one. Overwatering is so damaging. Like a lot of people just don't really, they don't think about it, right? We think plants need three things, light, water, and nutrients, and the more I give them, the better it is, right? But it's like in a certain amount as the plant needs it. That's how you water. Okay, so that's a good one. So it's a growing circle. So sometimes you see a little bit of coloring on the outside of the circle, like leaves will turn kind of a pretty yellow almost, like a fall change almost. And that's a sign that you're dealing with a fungal problem. So, and yeah, they always, even like if it's like a take-all patch, right? Maybe it doesn't grow in a full, a real circle, but it does still have like a growing edge. Like the blob has a rainbow growing edge almost.
Yeah, some, if you don't know if it's moving or getting bigger or, you know, oh, I think that's bigger than it was the other day, mark it with a little, you know, something, a brick, paint, some whatever. Paint, yeah. A flag, and just see how much it's moving.
Right, right. That's really smart. That's nice. Man, this guy. Huh. So that's awesome. And those are the big two we're seeing right now. This has not been a big chinch bugs year, but just for safety's sake, what about diagnosing chinch bugs?
So chinch bugs usually start in the hottest, driest part of the yard when it's like really, really hot in the middle of the summer. So that part is usually like the part between the street and the sidewalk or the corner of the sidewalk and the driveway or maybe an area where your sprinkler doesn't give full coverage. That's where they usually start. And it, you know, brown, irregular patches. And again, they move quick also.
Right. But this is just a great reminder to check your sprinkler system. I mean, not only can you kind of check for leaks or breaks, but you can see if you've got coverage. And if everything's not pointed the right way, you automatically have an area that's not watered and an area that's overwatered. Right. You know.
Yeah.
And so I'm making good motion, fan-shaped motions with my fingers to show Joey what he knows really well. So 281-496-5711. That's really great advice. I really appreciate that. I think a lot of people are like, oh, my lawn, what's happening? And then we are going to, when we come back, talk a little bit about your lawn, if it's just like frozen, if it's just like not recovering from the summer, looks kind of weak, not growing great. 281-496-5711. What is on your mind? 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Bring on the molasses. Overspray your lawn with molasses. Bugs hate it. Caterpillars can't eat it. And it stops fall fungi. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
One of the big approaches that we always want to encourage you to consider is using compost as a solution. So compost does a couple things when you are dealing with subwebworms and fungi. The webworms don't like touching it. They don't like the bacteria that touches it. There is quite a bit of BT in compost. It also increases drainage in wherever you put it down. Compost is phenomenal. And when it comes down to it, Nature's Way Resources is doing just really, really good compost. They are making high-quality compost that you can use for a variety of things. I honestly, when I have made my veggie beds that have done really well, it's just been their compost. So you can do that if it's around 8 inches, 10 inches, just a Nature's Way compost. Grows veggies right away off the bat. And not all soils grow vegetable plants. They don't all just start right away. Some of them need some time. Some need a lot of fertilizer. If you're dealing with current beds, a great thing to do is kind of give it a little top off with Nature's Way. A really great compost. They also have beautiful mulches too. So head on their website, see all their options. If you're going in there and you're buying compost, sometimes they'll be like, oh, we're sold out of the fungal or we're sold out of the leaf mold. I may prefer the leaf mold, but if the fungal's all that's available, that's good. That's really good stuff. Just keep that in mind. Check them out, naturewayresources.com. If you want to see where their bags are sold, you should go to homeshowgardenpros.com. So I really like Nature's Way.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
281-496-5711. Like answering your gardening questions too. Something we want to do. We like doing it. There's so much to do out there. There's so much going on. A ton of lawn questions coming in. Also, we're getting a lot of tree questions right now. Are you guys getting a lot of tree questions coming in at nursery?
Questions of all shapes, sizes, and colors. Yeah, pretty much everything. Colors. What kind of
like pen, like font, like
yeah, yeah, exactly. What kind of tree questions have you had?
Excuse me. It's too late now. There is a one question was a guy planted a few oak trees and wanted to know how to like speed their growth up. And I was like, well, that's kind of wintertime. Maybe wait till spring. But what's your product that he should use?
You know, if we don't get any rain over the winter, or we go, you know, depending on how long ago they were planted, if they're not established yet, you know, he's going to have to keep them watered through the winter.
Yeah.
You know, even though they're not actively growing.
Yes, that's a really good point.
Fertilizing them in early spring, you know, that way they have those nutrients available when they are ready to start growing. You know, live oaks really grow, you know, a lot during the early summer, you know, when it's hot. Mm. So depending on what type of oak it is, you know, there's a little bit different approach sometimes.
Yes, definitely. I mean, there's such a vast array of oaks. I mean, if you have a red oak, you do not fertilize it hardcore right now because it's about to drop all its leaves. You know, it's just, you know, it's one of those things you do want to nurture the roots. So some approaches what are some approaches you can take with oaks to encourage their root health at all times, all times of the year?
Watering in a broad area, you know, not just right at the base of the tree.
Gotcha, yeah.
To encourage the roots to, you know, branch out. And,
yeah.
You know, the further out they are, the better they're going to be long term and be able to, you know, take care of themselves.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, keeping mulch in the area if it's not a lawn is a good one. Humic acid is a really great thing to put down almost at any time. You can water that in. And these plants want carbon. They love carbon. If you add a little carbon to the soil, when it brings in carbon from the air, carbon dioxide, it can even grow even faster. That's one of the kind of shortcuts that you can do. Yeah, it's oaks are wonderful. And, you know, they host a lot of trees. So that was one of them. Another one was like, what are some good flowering trees? But we'll explore that when we get back from a break. 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you. We want to hear what's on your mind. 281-496-5711. Joey Linderman here, talking gardening. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Feed the earth, starve the landfill with Moonshot Compost at startcomposting.com. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizer. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
281-496-5711. Joey Linderman, Danny Milliken. Talking gardening, we teased a flowering tree thing, but it really spun me off and made me want to talk about annual flowers. We'll still hit some of the your favorite flowering trees, though. So hit us with the three best ever trees.
Best ever.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like for right now.
So some of my favorites are Chinese fringe tree that have the, yes, you know, just tons of white blooms in the springtime and a really cool character to the tree. They have a really cool growth habit. Another white blooming one, the Texas olive.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
That's my brother Jeff's favorite tree.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And then another Texas native type deal, mountain laurels. You know, they'll make a small ornamental tree with clusters of purple blooms that smell like grape Kool-Aid.
Yeah, and you know they have the reputation of growing really slow.
But it's really
like only they're small, so like that's a thing.
Yeah, they are not going to just shoot up to their full size.
But they'll get there pretty. You'll be surprised. It's like you're like, this thing's growing so slow, and then like the next year you're like, oh, it's kind of
They'll grow, you know, 8 inches, 10 inches a year, something like that.
Those ones do love some drainage. Keep that in mind if you're choosing a Texas mountain laurel, is that they are going to want to be planted. Our way to do it is plant a little higher, which you should kind of be doing on everything, but with those even higher than higher, you know.
Higher than high.
Kick it up a notch. 281-496-5711. We're here to help you with your gardening problems. Your solution site here, Home Show Garden Pros. And we're going to talk with Paul. Hey, Paul.
Well, morning, guys. How y'all doing today?
Well, thank you.
Good deal. Hey, well, you mentioned ornamental trees, and that got me thinking. I do have a question regarding that. When I'm running around the neighborhood, I see this, looks like a maple tree, like the leaf is a maple, but it doesn't grow very tall or grows very slowly, but the leaves are brilliant, kind of reddish colors. Is that a type of maple, or what is that, you think?
Hard to tell. There are lots of different types of maples, but, you know, there are Japanese maples that have the burgundy leaves, you know, almost purplish red. That could be one of those. If you send us a picture of the leaf to the Home Show Garden Pros website,
yeah, nice.
We could check that out for sure.
Identify it for sure.
Sounds like the Japanese because it has that color of leaf. But does that grow in like partial sun, or does it need full sun, or what do you think?
Not full sun for sure. They can't take it during the summer heat that we have. Morning sun's okay, but definitely not the hot afternoon sun.
Okay, cool. Well, anyway, that wasn't my question. My question is pine bark beetles. Is there any way, if you see an infestation, is there any way to treat a tree, or is it toast?
Depending on how far along they've gotten, you know, you can use the, like we mentioned earlier, the Monterey once a year insect control. It's a liquid that you mix with a bucket of water and water the tree with it, and it'll draw it up through the roots. But that would probably be the best way to get rid of them, I would think.
So would you use the Monterey stuff as a prophylactic, like once yearly on all your pine trees? Is that kind of what you're suggesting?
It wouldn't be a terrible idea if they're, you know, if there's borers in the area, or if they're prone to it, or if you've seen some, then yeah, be easier to do that than go and inspect them every week and, you know, looking out for borers.
If you're not seeing anything, though, and your neighbors aren't dealing with anything, I might not just, you know, treat for treating's sake.
Yeah, no, we lost a tree because we put in a pool, and then the tree trimmer guy got a little overzealous with clearing out some canopy, and then it looked fine. I got it fertilized, and then the freeze, it just, you know, unfortunately, it got susceptible to beetles. So we took that down, but yeah, just wondering if it's not a distressed tree and everything looks good. I've heard that they're not susceptible to the beetles. Is that true?
Yeah, you know, weakened trees are definitely more susceptible to insects and diseases. So if they're healthy, if they're watered, you know, on a regular basis, you know, as long as there's nothing wrong with them, then you shouldn't really have a problem. Now, not that it can't happen, but you're less likely to have insects and diseases on healthy plants.
Well, hopefully Paul, you know, was helped by that. But that is generally true. It's not that a healthy plant can't get a disease. It's that it's a lot less likely to, because it's, you know, it's more likely to struggle, frankly. So, but talking about flowering trees a little bit makes me want to talk about annual flowers. Because right now there are so many. This is like such a great selection, and they are just so pretty.
Yep, all the fall and winter colors available now. There's pansies, violas, snapdragons, dianthus, alyssum, lobelia.
Oh my gosh, so many.
Yes, lots and lots of things.
Yeah, so, and some cyclamens rolling in.
Cyclamen are beautiful.
Yeah, so you just recently did a replanting at your yard.
Yep. Planted a lot of dianthus and ornamental kale.
I love dianthus. And the nice thing about those two is they're kind of long lasting. You know, they're like not just ornamental kale can go for a while and it changes as it goes, and dianthus can survive quite a while. What do you do to the soil to prep it or fertilize afterwards or whatever?
I've got good soil already. So nice. You know, I don't have to do much. You know, it's had years and years of, you know, compost added to it and all that.
Yes,
you know,
right.
I personally use pine bark mulch in my beds because my theory is that's basically what most potting soils are made of. So as the mulch decomposes, it basically turns into potting soil. So I'll turn last year's mulch into the soil and then plant in that.
Yeah. There you go. So there's a good one. So if people don't have good soil yet, adding compost is kind of your...
some sort of compost, like, you know, leaf mold compost, cotton burr compost. Both of those would be good, and some sort of blooming plant food.
Yeah, awesome. That's really great. 281-496-5711. Joey Linderman here from Enchanted Garden. Beautiful spot out there, Richmond, Texas, just west of Cinco Ranch, kind of south of Katy. Great, great space. We want to hear from you, 281-496-5711. Joey, you guys do a lot of cool stuff. Yeah, you guys are always doing cool stuff.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really pretty at the nurseries right now. All the pumpkins and mums and crotons and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's coming out taking fall pictures and, yeah.
Fall festival.
It's really nice. It's actually my favorite time of year. It's not super crazy busy like it is in the springtime. So,
right.
You know, we're able to enjoy ourselves up there.
When the days are just gorgeous, too. You know, you get all these nice days kind of in a row, a little bit of rhythmic pattern to them. It's so great. So that is awesome. Yeah, if you guys got time today, head on over there. It's a beautiful place to be. Great spot to visit. 281-496-5711. We got one more segment with Joey, and then the wonderful Anita Nelson will join us. So hang on. Home Show Garden Pros.
We want your food waste. Seriously. We're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills. Earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started, visit startcomposting.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Joey Linderman here now. So whenever you're on, I always love talking about y'all's program with the Monarchs. I know that now is not really like a, you know, milkweed season. But y'all do really cool stuff with growing milkweed, with getting you know, education happening. So can we talk about it a little bit?
Yeah. You know, we call it the milkweed movement. We grow a lot of our own native milkweeds, you know, which are kind of tough to find sometimes.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of the trend nowadays. Everybody – not everybody. Lots of people trying to go back to the native milkweeds, which, you know, if you look close enough on the sides of the road or in a – fields out in the country,
yeah.
You know, you'll see more than you would expect.
Yeah, some fields have even more than others. I mean, sometimes it's a lot. You're like, dang, this is a lot.
Yeah. So, yeah, we do that. And, you know, at any given time, you know, we're growing five or six different types of natives.
Mm.
But, yeah, it's kind of a fun deal. And, you know, we donate the proceeds of all of our milkweed to a few local nonprofits that support families living with, you know, autism spectrum disabilities.
It's such an awesome thing. And the result is good. The practice is good. One big benefit of growing native milkweeds is you don't have to prune them back. They like go away when the monarchs stop, you know, flying through. So it's like a really, really good reason just to do that. So say it one more time, the name of the project.
Milkweed Movement.
And to support it, people just buy milkweed.
Yep, and you know, you can go on our Instagram or Facebook and or search that on either one of those and on under that hashtag, and information will pop up about it. But yeah, pretty cool deal.
Yeah, that's awesome. Really great. 281-496-5711. We got Joey for just a little bit more, so we're going to talk to Bruce. Hey, Bruce, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I have a plumeria in the backyard in the bed, and I put, but it hasn't flowered at all, and it's about 5 feet tall. And I put some Rabbit Hill Farm organic granules or buds and blooms granules on it, and also some liquid seaweed. And I worked that into the soil, and watered it a little bit, and still looking for flowers.
It's in a pot?
No, it's in the soil.
In the ground? Okay.
In the ground, yeah.
Gotcha. How much sun does it get?
Full, every day.
Full sun. And how much water are you giving it?
Let's see. I don't water it like every other day or anything like that. It's just whenever I think I need to water the lawn, and it's in the zones, one of the zones, so it gets maybe 8 minutes of water.
Right. Yeah, that doesn't sound like too much or anything, but you know, be cautious that it's not getting too much, because sometimes if you water plants too much, they'll grow and grow and grow and not really bloom. They'll put all their energy into the growth and not the blooms.
Yeah. Well, it stopped growing probably back in July or August. Like I say, I think it's about 5 feet tall at the top, and it's got maybe at the 4 foot level from the ground. It's where the main trunk divides into maybe three other little trunks.
Right.
So then it stopped, but like I say, it's nice and green and healthy looking. It just hasn't flowered.
I do think there's was one thing this year is the spring bloom just didn't happen because the freeze was kind of late, and a lot of that, you know, March, April, May blooms just kind of skipped. And when it gets real hot, they a lot of times don't bloom when it's midsummer. And so now maybe we see another round. So I might just be patient. I will say on the kind of like too much nitrogen, this is where minerals are so important to flowering plants. And so that's just, you know, something to keep in mind is really getting minerals down instead of fertilizer for a little bit.
Okay. Now, I put this thing in when it was like about a foot and a half long.
Yeah.
Trunk back in March. And so it has been. If it flowers in the spring, then there, you know, it was growing. So that I don't expect it to flower when it's growing, but I'm just wondering if I should expect it now that it's stopped growing. Is it too late in the year for this thing to bloom?
It's getting borderline for sure.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. The two things you have to have is warm weather and lots of sunlight. Yep. And so. But, you know, if we're just pushing nitrogen growth and green growth on it, we're going to get that. It's the same with tomatoes, right? Kind of got to pull back on the nitrogen so you can get more flowers, you know,
yep.
In this case for beauty. But that's just one of those realities.
Okay. So when should I take it out of the ground for the sake of, you know, it's going dormant and I need to put it inside of a warm house or a garage, whatever?
But sometime before we get cold weather. You know, it doesn't have to be right now. I'd probably wait a little bit, and it should start naturally going dormant, starting to lose some leaves. But I would think in the next month or so.
Okay. All right. So I guess hopefully it'll get enough rain, and it'll do something before that time period, a month from now.
We'll have to wait and see.
Yep, have to wait and see. But it's okay if it doesn't. I know it's not as satisfying. Alfalfa meal in springtime when you replant it can be something that kind of gets you a little push there. So
okay.
Keep that in mind. Thanks, Bruce.
Hey, thank you for helping me. Thanks,
yeah, of course.
Yep, bye-bye.
And Joey, thank you to you. Great job, as always.
Always
dishing out great information.
Here.
So you did it. You did it. So people want to see you. Got more questions for Joey, just head on up to Enchanted Gardens. Beautiful spot, beautiful day, great place. Get you some fall color, maybe a couple pumpkins.
That's right. Come on out, or just come on out and enjoy the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thanks, man.
Thank you.
First hour of Home Show Garden Pros in the books. When we come back, we'll have Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Stay tuned.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.